Joining me now on Our Town, we've got several guests in the room here. I really love this part of it because I had the room redesigned here so that we could have three mics and three guests. Of course, now we have four people in here today, but apparently one's not going to talk, but that's okay. We'll be all right with that. We won't say anything. But I'm joined with Katie Prosser, Sherry Harvey, and Dan Barry are all here to talk about a new venture that's going to be opening up called The Patriot Place. And who wants to start off telling me a little bit about this? Sherry?
The simple version is that Patriot's Place is a hangout and a gift shop. But the longer version is we noticed Florence has a lot of patriots, veterans, people who wave the flag on street corners and who honor the military with the museum, right, and who put flags up on the 4th of July and Veterans Day and lots of holidays. So we wanted to provide a friendly place where anyone who feels this way about the country can gather to share a cup of coffee and chat. So we came up with Patriot Place in Old Town.
Cool. I'm just curious, is this, I guess the gift shop will help fund the rent? Is that the idea of it?
To a certain extent. Actually, we'll be selling close to costs on the gift. So it'll be mostly funded by donations.
Okay, cool. So it's sort of like, not like a museum, but more like a self-funded hangout for like-minded folks.
Exactly.
Right. And you know, I mean, Patriots covers a lot of ground. I mean, you know, generally a lot of people think of, you know, more conservative. But I imagine that there's probably, you know, across the realm, different folks that would appreciate a place where they could go and talk about issues and things like that. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, yeah. is this kind of an all-inclusive
exactly.
kind of
That's
place?
Exactly right. Yeah.
So what? Whose idea? I mean, what was... Is that back to Sherry?
No.
You folks in Radio Land can't see it, but they're all pointing to Sherry there. And kick it in there.
Actually, it was the founding concept is that America is a great country, founded on great ideas. And in fact, when you walk into the door, Patriot Place, the thing you see on the wall is the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. And 6 years ago, when my husband and I moved to the area, we saw people waving the flags. And so we joined that group, and a number of them said, oh, good, it's good to see there are other people like this. Well, since we've been the last 6 years in Florence, there are people all over that are patriotic, independent of how they vote. There are a lot of veterans that are both Democrat, Republican, and whatever party. And we were really struck by the museum and just the way, well, everybody knows Florence does a lot of giving, and the way that people express their passions. And we saw a lot of folks that were passionate about America. And a lot of times that gets buried a little bit in everyday life and the press and so forth. So we wanted to provide a venue that's blatantly red, white, and blue. And other folks come by, it's kind of neat, and they say, oh, gee, I didn't know there were patriotic people here. They feel like they've been kind of suppressed in those feelings. And we're thrilled when folks walk by, see what's going on, and they'll say, oh, I have a flag. Do you need one? I've got a coffee pot. Do you need one? I've got an extra vacuum cleaner. Could you use that? Or microwave, a fridge. Everything is, we're 100% volunteer, and everything has basically been donated by folks, the running of the business and so forth. And it was this need. They said, then I feel like I'm doing my part. So it was their personal need to express their love for the country. That's what we're about. If you love America as much as we do, you will feel comfortable there.
Do you feel like, I mean, obviously there's been a whole lot of turmoil and upheaval, you know, in the last year and a half or so, and a lot of tensions and contentious talk amongst the different groups. And it feels like, I feel like I'm in a place in America that I haven't been for many, many years, or actually ever.
Yeah, ever.
And I'm seeing something that I don't really like because, you know, I remember 9/11, you know, everybody banded together,
exactly.
Everybody on every side, we all stood together and we said, you know, we're not going to tolerate this. And then it just seems like, you know, everyone's got their own ideologies and they forgot to communicate. I mean, is that kind of what you guys have been seeing?
Yeah, I think that's very accurate, yeah.
And so what's the hope here, Dan?
Well, you know, the hope is to, you know, bring people together And, you know, that's why we have Patriot Place, is to basically, you know, get a place where people can come in and, you know, discuss things.
And it's okay to disagree, right?
Absolutely.
That's one of those things. Because, you know, it's a nice to be able to go, and I have a lot of friends on both ends of the spectrum, and I can always talk to them about stuff without it becoming, you know, a volatile situation. Mm-hmm. But some folks, you know, get very upset when they talk about things like that. Oh, yeah, everyone's pointing at Katie now. So tell me, is this a secret? Do I need to
know
something?
No. Oh, heavens no.
No? But you've run into, I mean, we've all run into people like that.
We've all experienced it. I mean, just, we live out in the country, and I mean, we were supportive of our current president, and our place was vandalized 14 times, you know, prior to the election.
Like, because you had a sign up or something?
Correct.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just really sad. You know, that our tolerance isn't what it should be.
Well, it is sad because, you know, we were founded, you know, on people being able to say and think and believe what they wanted to believe. Mm-hmm. And because people feel so strongly one way or the other, you know, we've kind of gotten to this thing where it's okay to damage people's property or to be verbally violent with somebody. And mm-hmm. it's just, you know, and it happens. I mean, I got to be honest, it happens on both sides. You know, everybody,
right.
there are certain people, certain groups of people that do it on both sides of it. And it's just like, can we all say, you know, can't we all just get along, you know?
I mean, right. So hence Patriot Place. We're Americans first.
Exactly.
And yep. Our political views or our disagreements or other things, you know, those are secondary. But we're all Americans first. Yeah. And we all want what's best for America.
It's funny. Wayne and I were talking on the air the other morning and talking about how that an astronaut was talking about how he viewed the Earth from space. And Wayne says, I think every leader of every country needs to go into space, look down on the Earth, and see how small this place is. And maybe we could all get along a little bit better. Yeah. Right. So what are some of the things that you guys are going to have there? I mean, you said there'd be some gifts there. What?
A lot of hot dogs, apple pie, and potato salad.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, that's all American, isn't
fun
it?
Fun grand opening.
Yeah. And when is this all going to happen?
Well, it's going to be on the 14th, which is a Saturday, mm-hmm. and we'll have a ribbon cutting with Mike Bones, the ambassador from the chamber, mm-hmm. and then we'll introduce our honored guests like Mayor Joe Henry, Jay Bolsevich will be there.
Oh, cool.
And we'll have two familiar candidates, Art Robinson, who's running for the U.S. House of Representatives in our district, and then also Terry Greer, who's running for the Oregon House of Representative in our district. So they'll be there. Then when we open the doors, everybody can come into our place and hopefully feel comfortable chatting with each other, watching TV, using the free Wi-Fi, and maybe shop. Hmm. So a little of that. The other thing is when you are face-to-face with somebody, a lot of times you turn into a human first,
yeah,
and
yeah.
A political zealot second. And you start appreciating the things like, well, we both have grandkids, or we both happen to wear purple today, or whatever, and start relating at that level. It would be really nice for that to happen. Facebook and other media offer an opportunity to be, which is good, to be anonymous. And then you can come out as loud as you want. But folks have really been tired of getting beat up that way. So we're hoping that they'll come over and just kick back and relax and choose if they like to not talk about politics at all. In fact, the coverage on national and global standpoint is covered so well, over-covered by the news and Facebook and everything else. We're going to focus on Florence, mostly on what's going on here, our own government, our own schools, our own local things and how we can make a difference, and the state also.
Well, and that's where changes come from. Changes come locally. You know, not in order to be global, you have to act local. Mm-hmm. But I find it interesting, like you said, you know, you come face-to-face with somebody. You said, well, you know, the anonymity of Facebook. I don't particularly think the anonymity of Facebook is a good thing for America because it gives people the opportunity to be cheap, to be below the belt, and not have any repercussions for the mean things that they say. So I prefer, you know, if you're going to say something, be person human enough to stand in front of somebody and say it, you know. But then again, kindness is always good too. Yeah. So this is going to open on the 14th. What kind of hours are you guys going to hold?
initially, we're going to be open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll be closed on Sundays from noon till 6, from 11 till 5. Okay. Help me here, people.
I think you said 11 to 5.
Yes. 11 to 5, yeah. And then we'll, once in a while, we'll extend the hours. For example, on the end of this month, April 25th, we have a guest speaker. He's called the, he's a culture warrior, a free market warrior. He's written a couple of cute books that are parodies on some of the things going on. He's going to come do a free seminar. So we'll be doing that April 25th and then the following Wednesday on the 2nd. So that seminar will be there, and that will be in the evening, like from 6 to 8. We'll have different events, and we'll publish those. If there are groups that want to use the facility for a meeting or a get-together, just let us know, and we'll see how we can expand the use of it. Since we're all volunteer, all of the shifts for the store and everything are covered by volunteers. So we do have limits on how much we can be open.
And see, that's another thing to remember, folks. When people are donating their time, you know, they're doing this for free. So be extra nice.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
So what brought the three of you together, Dan?
You know, Sherry was involved, and I think you actually started the Florence Liberty Alliance.
And Katie, too.
And Katie as well. And so, I just happened on one of their events and stopped by, and I've been, you know, kind of hanging out with them ever since. So,
yeah. Cool. And I guess you and Sherry are friends, so that's how you guys partnered up here?
Right, yes. So when we moved to town, we attended some things that Sherry and Jeff were sponsoring. We became friends, and we're distant neighbors. So,
So this sounds like a cool idea—a place where people can go and talk freely and talk openly, share ideas, share disagreements in a gentler way. I guess
yes, the we way hope to say so. That.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Pretty cool. And you're located on Nopal Street. What's the address there?
The address is 175 Nopal, and you can go to our website, patriotplaceflorence.com, and on there there'll be a map. There'll be a calendar of events that are going on, pictures to be updated soon of our products, and, of course, a donate button, the all-important donate button. So we need your help. We need the help of the community to confirm this need and also our solution to it, and come by Patriot Place.
Cool. Now, here's the news guy in me. Okay.
Yes.
So the donations that come in will be specifically to support the Patriot Place.
Yes. Okay. We're organized actually as a PAC, mm-hmm. and Patriot Place is the place, and the name of the PAC is Florence Liberty Alliance. It's been around Florence a few years. It has a, you know, we've got a Facebook presence. We've done a number of barbecue events and getting folks together. And we're basically a nonpartisan group of Florence citizens. We love our town, our state, our country, and we stand to watch over your rights and your tax dollars. So that organization is a nonprofit PAC. And then that's actually the organizations that donations go to, and all of those go to fund Patriot Place. A very important goal of Patriot Place is to create an environment where veterans and law enforcement personnel are warmly welcomed and openly given the respect they deserve. We've chosen Thursdays as free pastries for Vets Days. The sweets are homemade by one of the volunteers that came by and said, "How can I help?" And she said, "I love to cook." We said, "Okay, how about each Thursday, can you bring something, and we'll give it to the vets who come in for a cup of coffee?" And so she signed up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they're our focus. The vets and law enforcement should feel very comfortable and appreciated there.
All right, cool. So, again, April 14th is opening day. You're going to have a ribbon cutting. Mike Bones will be there. The mayor will be there.
Hot dogs
will be there.
And apple
pie.
Yeah.
Probably no brew, though, huh?
No.
I figure, you know, on a free event, maybe we can. I understand.
Maybe when you have
your chamber open house.
Yeah.
Because they always have wine and beer at those things, you know. So maybe that you could do that for that.
And you can come broadcast.
There you go.
Interview people. Do whatever you like.
Well, thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
It's
such
a pleasure. Katie Prosser, Sherry Harvey, and Dan Berry. I appreciate you guys coming in here. Good luck with this venture. It'd be nice to have that building occupied for a long period of time because, you know, people go in and out on that area there. So good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with members of the Patriot Place opening on Nopal Street on the 14th, Katie Prosser, Sherry Harvey, and Dan Barry. And that's our Town for the month of April here on KCFM.